You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Mayor Hawthorne, guest starring on Dennis Coffey's self-titled release from a few years ago on Strut Records. Before that, Make Me Stop by the Blue Flowers off of their latest of In Line with the Broken Hearted. And they'll have a new album out in a couple of months, and we're going to get them on the air to do a live show for us very soon. So looking forward to that. We started off with Sliver, live at the Brat Fest, recorded by Dead in Five, off a demo that's going to end up on their next release, happening hopefully by the end of the year, if not the beginning of next. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, and we're going to have Bison Machine in here, ready to do a live set momentarily. But until then, you know what? Why don't we just roll with it and play some terrible twos, and that'll take us until we hear them. All right, Motor Live Drive at 5 show coming up shortly. Bison Machine.
From the rock.
listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, and you can probably hear in the background we're getting ready to do that live set from Bison Machine. We're running a little bit behind schedule, I apologize, but everything's good. Let me tell you what you've been listening to. Pretty much that side B of Terrible 2's latest, Horror Vacui on Urinal Cakes. And they're going to have a festival, the Urine Fested Festival, happening at PJ's Lager House next week. And they're going to be part of it, of course. And we're going to have them live in the studio next week. So if you enjoyed those last few tracks, then you are definitely going to want to be here next week for that. What you heard was Debt, Debt, Debt. Before that, Michael Stipe Is My Gay Dad. Before that, Negative Drip. Are You Bleeding? My Eye Is Trained. And we started off with Bus Ride. Again, all from Horror Vacui on Urinal Cakes. And I'm looking forward to that three-day fest coming up at PJ Lager House. So, again, Terrible 2's live in the studio next week. Coming up momentarily, Bison Machine. You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. And the band is getting ready and pumped to play for us. So, don't go away. It's going to happen shortly. What I'm going to do for you right now is there's a preview track of the upcoming release from Lizard. And that one's coming out very soon. And they're going to be here in 2 weeks. So why don't we hear something from Lizard? This is Do It Again. We'll be right back.
it's already settled.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And as promised, live in the studio, we have Bison Machine. Are you ready, gentlemen? Let's go for it.
We are Bison Machine from Hamtramck, Michigan.
Right. Live in the studio, Bison Machine. You're listening to WHFR.FM. All right. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Okay. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yeah.
All right. If you don't mind, can you go around and introduce yourselves real quick, even if you have to kind of move around a little bit for a second?
I'm Tom. I sing.
My name's John. I play the sixth string.
I'm Anthony, and I play the fourth string.
And I'm Brecca, and I'm on the skins.
All right. Looks like everything's going well. How long you guys been together?
Really close. Been together like 3-4 years?
Yeah, just about 4 years.
Okay.
St. Patrick's Day. That's when it all started.
St. Patrick's Day, huh?
Yeah.
You just sat around and had a few and just said, hey, man, we need to start a band.
Breck had been bugging me for a long time, and he said that his drumming powers have exponentially increased.
Okay.
And he was a small child when he initially witnessed my shredding skills. So ever since then, I finally reluctantly brought him into the fold.
Mm-hmm.
And I was amazed.
Yeah, he surprised you.
He's like an ape back there. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't see him in action. I can hear him, so everything's going
well.
Yeah,
he doesn't have his shirt off yet, so.
But he will by the time the show's over.
Yeah, you're going to want to step out for that.
Well, thankfully, it's radio, so, you know, our listeners don't have to be traumatized.
We have bodies built for radio.
I was going to say, I've got a face for radio myself. All right, so this Cosmic Arc, that's from the last release?
We recorded that song at Rust Belt Studios last summer. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on the new album, too, that we're putting out hopefully by the end of the year.
All right, so I remember the last time I talked to you, you are in the process of recording it, right, the other songs?
Yep.
Okay, so you're hoping by the end of the year?
Yeah, that's the date we're looking at right now.
Okay. All right, why don't we jump into another song? WHFR.FM.
There's no. Do you want guitar? You need more guitar?
Okay. I need more bass.
Bass is all the way up. Right. If you need more to
Okay. Live radio here at the studios of WHFR. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. In the studio, we have Bison Machine getting ready to play their second track. That first one you heard, by the way, that was Cosmic Arc, one of my faves. So. Let's see what we have cooking now. It looks like Giant's Coffin. All right.
Return.
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. In the studio, playing for your oral pleasure, we have Bison Machine. And that was a track called Giant's Coffin. Is that going to be on the new one then?
Yeah. Okay. That one will certainly be on the new album. We just worked on that one last week. We're pretty excited about it.
All right, good. Sounding good then. All right. For our listeners, if someone is interested in your music, what would be the best place to go?
We got Facebook. We have Bandcamp. It's pretty easy if you just search Bison Machine online. We're guaranteed to come up there somewhere with a lot of machinery and heavy lifting things.
I find that usually if you put Bison Machine or any other band for that matter and put band after the title, it usually narrows it down kind of decent.
Definitely, it's a surefire bet.
Yeah, because you're right. I mean, certain names of bands you can like Google all day long and you're going to run into anything but. One of my favorites, and of course your favorites, Amino Acids. You have to put band in Detroit or you're not getting them. You get all kinds of scientific websites when you punch that in. So, okay, so the best way to get you is probably Facebook first and then branch out from there, I take it. Okay. Any upcoming live shows for you guys?
No, we're going to take a little bit of time off, actually, to record this album. Like I said, we just went into that studio to Carlot Sounds with Robbie over there. Okay. And we're spending time doing that for the next couple months, so we don't really have anything big lined up yet. But you can better believe we're going to rip it up as soon as that thing's out.
Once you're done. That sounds good. Yeah, you got to focus on that, make sure it's a really good record, which I'm sure it will be. All right. We got another one then. What's this one called?
This one's called Viking Hand.
All right.
You help me, yeah. You come through.
WHFR.FM. Live in the studio, we have Bison Machine. And we're here to make some noise. That's what we're here for. All right. Okay. Ah, there we go. It did. That's the kind of stuff I play on my other show from 12 to 2, actually.
What show is that, Scott?
What's that?
What show is that?
It's called Sounds from the Corridor. I do experimental music. I do noise, actual noise. I don't know if you're a fan, but ambient stuff, electronic stuff, you know, distorted sounds. Nothing in 4/4 time. Nothing. No chorus. No verse. No vocals. Just noise.
4/4 time.
All right. So you guys, you got some influences you want to talk about for a second? I know from talking with a couple of you, I know you're big fans of Black Sabbath and such.
Oh yeah, definitely. Mm. That's they actually feed me all the music that they listen to, and that's kind of got me into this style of music in the first place. And we take a lot of 70s rock, a lot of Zeppelin and Sabbath, and a lot of the early 90s and stuff too. So we get some Queens of the Stone Age in there. Mm-hmm. We've always followed some more drone rock bands like Sleep. Gives us some of our heavier riffs in there too.
Okay. And then, of course, you know, like those other bands, you put like a blues or a jazz sensibility into it.
Absolutely. Just ask Tom about his vocals. That's where he gets it all from, those Mississippi Delta blues.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of noticed that. We'll definitely be able to hear that on the last track, won't we?
But, oh, yeah, absolutely.
But that's one of the things I miss about a lot of the rock nowadays. It doesn't have that influence like the older stuff. That's what made a lot of that music so great, you know. It had like a blues influence, and a lot of people don't realize, but Black Sabbath, if you take away the vocals and the lead guitar for a second, that rhythm section of Black Sabbath actually had a lot of jazz sensibility to it. You know, just listen to it by itself, and you're like, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah, Geezer Butler and Bill Ward. It's too bad that all four of them can't get together all at once and play together anymore. Hopefully maybe one more time before they retire.
We'll see you there.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Once again, for people that weren't listening earlier, this is live in the studio, Bison Machine. They're doing some older songs that they've already got in the can, and some newer songs that are coming up on their upcoming release that hopefully will be out by the end of the year. Do you have a title for it yet, you know, or?
We're thinking of some things, but still we're keeping it under wraps right now.
Okay, you want to keep it hush, hush, and secret. And if you tell me, then you'll have to kill me, right?
Yeah.
1/5.
All right.
Oh, here it comes.
Okay. Ah, yeah. More noise, yes. Okay. We'll just have to keep plugging along, that's all. Meanwhile, you get an idea of what I do on my other show, Sounds from the Corridor. If you like those screeching noises and that distortion, then you might want to check that out every Thursdays from 12 to 2, Sounds from the Corridor. Music from all over the world, including Class War Karaoke, which is a great compilation net label that comes out with artists from, again, all over the globe. All right, we got a couple more tracks we're going to squeeze in here momentarily. We just have to see what we can do here. And then, exactly. Yeah, all right.
Don't cross the streams, I told you!
Okay. So where are you guys from originally? Yeah, we'll let Breck talk. Since...
it's not fair. Originally we're all from Burbank, but we come together in Hamtramck. That's where we all kind of started.
Kind of gelled together from Hamtramck, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it's not coming through. All right. Let's try another mic. Is that one working in the middle? Anthony? No? Okay. We'll just have to keep going. We'll have to stand by while we do another sound check. That's what you have when you have live radio that happens. Again, you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 show, every Thursdays from 4 to 6, the first hour being pre-recorded, as in like CDs, records, whatever, local music, and then live from 5 to 6, a band. Coming up at 6 o'clock, we have Boston Blackie, as usual, Mystery Radio Hour, and that actually goes back to the olden days when we used to sit in front of the radio and actually listen to radio. Okay, I've been informed that we're ready to go, so let's get into another track, why don't we?
We're going to do Banks of the Rouge.
All right.
I'll play some blues, man.
Okie doke, Banks of the Rouge.
This river runs wide, as green as her eyes. Every time that I screwed up, I wait for you to die. You call me the devil, you call me a saint. This green river runs, and it runs with your fate. Cause I'm so damn twisted, and you know why. My brain's been evicted and my conscience just died. Now I lay you down in your vessel of doom. No saving you now from the river. Oh, oh, oh. What's the
right. All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, Bison Machine. We've got a couple more minutes, gentlemen. You just want to jump into that one you were going to play before this, and then we'll just fade out from there. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, sounds good. Okay. So what we're going to hear now, forgive me, it's called Tregoles. How do you pronounce it?
Tragus.
Tragus Goat's Beard.
Tragus Goat's Beard.
Tragus Latin for Goat's Beard.
No, that's a lie.
That's actually true.
Oh, I didn't know.
All right. Whenever
you're here. Look it up, it's medical.
Okay, whenever you're ready, gentlemen.
It's not one of the 11 words. Tragus with an umlaut if you want to Google it.
Okay. Once again, I thank you, gentlemen, for coming down.
Thank
I enjoyed it.
Us.
Hopefully you did, too. The